Is it the beginning of the end for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? Monday evening, two ultra-Orthodox parties of the United Torah Judaism movement announced they were quitting his government and his coalition. At the heart of the fracture, mandatory military service. Since 1948, members of the ultra-Orthodox community have been exempted from enlisting as long as they dedicated themselves full-time to religious studies. An unwritten arrangement, which the UTJ has demanded be set in stone via law. However, with Israel's war on Gaza still raging on, the army needs manpower. In June 2024, the Supreme Court ruled that this decades-old practice was no longer valid, and the judicial authorities and the army have recently begun to take action against those who are now considered deserters.
They want to recruit us into the army and destroy us. Thank God we welcome the decision of our representatives in the Knesset, for they have returned to us. They made the best decision they could have made, and I hope the state of Israel fails.
There's no way the two sides will ever meet. They've been trying for 80 years and it didn't work. This is the moment of truth, 0 hour, and God help us that it won't pass without bloodshed.
The issue of mandatory military service has long since divided Israeli Jews. Ultra-Orthodox refusal to serve has only widened the rift. Among the political parties representing the religious group are seven deputies from Unified Torah Judaism, a key governing partner for the prime minister, which helped him secure a comfortable 68-seat majority out of the 120 available in the Knesset. While UTJ's departure does not immediately threaten Netanyahu's rule, Shaz, the other Orthodox party with 11 representatives in parliament, now controls the coalition's destiny.